Right now, big banking, software, pharmaceutical and tobacco corporations are lobbying governments from 12 countries to negotiate the dirtiest deal you've never heard of.
That soundbite that you've just heard is from a video produced by GetUp, an Australian activist group. They're referring to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a free trade agreement that's currently being negotiated between Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, the United States, and Vietnam. But how will this affect Australia? Well, at this stage, we're not quite sure. All we can really do is speculate, and that's because, like most trade agreements, the TPP is being negotiated behind closed doors. The only thing we have to go on are leaked draft documents.
We've had leaks of certain chapters of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement so far. So we've had a recent leak of the investment chapter, and we've had a relatively recent, but somewhat out of date now, leak of a draft IP chapter. Now, of course, that's only some of the 20-plus chapters in the agreement. So this is a comprehensive trade agreement. It covers everything from agriculture right through to intellectual property and just about everything in between. So we know a limited amount about some of the chapters, and, of course, some of that is out of date.
That's Associate Professor Kimberly Weatherall from the Sydney Law School. She's an expert in intellectual property and copyright law.
It's all about making copyright owners' rights stronger. And what tends to happen when copyright owners' rights are stronger is they can exercise those rights in a more monopoly fashion, would be the concern, right? So historically we have seen that Australians have paid more for content. We've paid more for music, more for books, more for movies than people in some other countries. We've also had delayed access to a lot of books and movies and music and the like. So one concern around the Trans-Pacific Partnership is with stronger rights, we're going to see that continue, I guess. We will continue to see Australians being charged more and getting access as and when copyright owners choose, which, you know, is not something that consumers appreciate most of the time. But it's really, as I say, it's difficult to know because we don't have the text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We don't know what it's going to look like in the end. We don't know how it will be implemented in domestic legislation, and, you know, equally importantly, we don't know what copyright owners will do if they do get stronger rights. So there's a lot of uncertainty.
Some people have raised concerns that the TPP will bring out a system of investor-state dispute settlement. Companies would be able to sue governments for passing laws which cause them to lose money.
What's been happening over the last few years is that companies are making increasing use of investor-state dispute settlement to challenge regulatory decisions by governments. So if a government decides, say, it wants to ban a certain kind of mining or it wants to put in new environmental requirements, in some cases the country has been sued by some investor who has lost money as a result of that regulatory or policy decision. And that's controversial because it's basically appealing government policy in an international tribunal. Australia, of course, has been subject to one of these lawsuits, the claim relating to tobacco plain packaging. So when we introduced tobacco plain packaging, we've been sued by some of the cigarette companies via one of these trade investor agreements. And, you know, the cigarette companies are basically claiming millions, if not billions of dollars in damages from Australia for the impact of that plain packaging on their sales and the value of their trademarks. So investor state dispute settlement is something that is extremely controversial, and our government hasn't finally decided, I think, whether it will do investor state dispute settlement in the TPP, but if it does, that does mean Australia is opening itself up to lawsuits from big US companies over regulatory changes.
But, again, this is all just speculation, since the negotiations are being conducted in secret. I asked Associate Professor Weatherall whether there should have been more transparency.
Absolutely. Because the text of the agreement really reaches very deeply into domestic policy and legislation, right? I mean, if you look at some of the leaked texts, as I say, 77 pages, over 200 footnotes, longer than many acts of parliament, more detailed than some acts of parliament I've seen. And, you know, in that context, it seems to me that we ought to have the same rights of access to drafts and that ability to discuss the implications as we have with general acts of parliament. You know, the text should be open there should be a discussion on the part of all stakeholders, an open public discussion about whether this is something that we want to do and whether the trade-offs are worthwhile.
I also spoke to Tim Harcourt, an economist at the UNSW Business School, to talk about how the TPP would affect Australia economically.
Well, basically to give us good market access to much of the Asia-Pacific region in areas that we don't have market access right now, areas where we don't have bilateral free trade agreements, and also, you know, allowing us to get scale with global supply chains. So I think when trade agreements mainly look at market access, reducing tariffs, so I think they're a good thing. It's when they go a little bit too far and start getting into your provisions of public goods in health and education where you probably want to back off a bit.
Australia has signed free trade agreements in the past. I asked Tim Harcourt how these previous agreements have affected Australia.
Well, generally, they've been pretty good for Australia. For the most part, when you look at agreements we've done with New Zealand, of course, which is one of the top trade partnerships in the world, Singapore, Chile, Thailand, for the most part, they've been pretty effective. For the most part, you know, the research I've done, most of the exporters in Australia have got a great access to new markets, and they've been able to increase wages and health and safety for their own employees, so it's been pretty good for the labour market as well. I think there should be a rational debate about the TPP. I don't think trade agreements are the great panacea that automatically provides you a silver bullet for economic growth. There's other things you have to do as well, particularly in terms of improving education and health and productivity along the way. On the other hand, I don't see it as a great conspiracy, and I think perhaps negotiating in secret leads to conspiracy theories. I don't think there's any need for secrecy. I mean, I actually think if the agreement's good value, if the agreement's going to create jobs for workers, if the agreement's going to open up market access and improve living standards and economic conditions, there's no reason for it to be secret.